some on yellow. No, I'm going to go with this one again.
You're going to go with that one?
Yeah.
Check, check. Oh, hello. Check, check. Here, here.
Here, here. We can hear ourselves. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Hi, John.
Hi, Mark.
We're in a sauna right now. I just realized. I just sat down, and we're in a sauna.
It's not hot, but it's sweaty.
It's very humid today.
Yeah. Actually, it looks like it's... And it was like this yesterday. It looked cold, but it was hot. It looked like rainy and kind of British.
And in fact, it's more Vegas.
it's Vegas.
It's total Vegas right now.
Yeah. Let me explain where all my money went over the weekend. Did you have a good weekend, Mark?
Yeah, I was up in Lake Arrowhead for my mom's birthday. My mom lives up there.
Cool.
So I went up there on Saturday, rented a hybrid. You know, my little car, flex car thing I do?
Yes.
You know, I don't own a car. And
So you like rent it for the,
Hour.
The hour or by the
hour. But they have caps on certain cars. Like you can rent a car for, they'll just cap out at 5 hours. Mm-hmm. So it'll be $50 for the day.
Cool.
So I did that. It was this nice Honda hybrid, Civic hybrid. And then we went up, yesterday was a trip. We went up to like this, like fire, whatever, lookout post. It was like at almost 8,000, I keep wanting to say 8,000 square feet. 8,000 feet elevation.
Wow.
And it was so high up. And it was amazing. They had,
wow.
It was one little outpost. People, it's like a one room kind of shack that's on stilts. And so that was kind of cool. Do you want to talk about music or do you want to talk about Arrowhead some more?
Quite interesting. It's not as hot there.
I got some great music, though.
Yeah, I have very little music. I have N CD.
You have one CD?
Yeah.
Did you not do any work last week or what?
Well, that's no, relative, isn't it? But, I mean, you know, I posted some bulletins and stuff. And who knows, like tons of stuff may come in. The mail hasn't arrived.
Oh, that's true.
Today. But
I'm looking forward to that.
We can play other stuff as well from previous shows.
I think you're breaking up again.
Am I breaking up?
Yes.
Breaking up is hard to do, but not at Kill Radio. There we go. I saw an Inconvenient Truth yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And? Don't ruin it for me,
but well, I mean, it's very bloody. Everybody dies. What do you want me to say? I mean, it's like,
it's a lecture.
I went in wanting to like it because I do think it's an important issue. But... it's not really that great a documentary. It's
really?
Not really all that involving. He throws in these kind of silly cartoons and stuff like that that just kind of make him look retarded. And like there are some moments that are incredibly dramatic and fascinating. You know, like when he's showing like what the world would look like if the polar ice caps melted. Like,
right.
Like how Manhattan would be underwater. I mean, that's,
God.
You know, that's a lot of dead people. That's why I go to the movies. For the death. You
right.
Know? But most of it is really just, you know, it's like... okay, for a slideshow presentation, it was probably the best slideshow presentation I'd ever seen. Slideshow presentation does not a movie make. You
right,
know?
Right.
So that was my biggest complaint. It wasn't much of a movie.
But was it informative? I mean, more informative than, say, other stuff we've had out there about this kind of subject?
Well, I haven't really seen anything else out there about this particular subject.
Okay.
So
was
if it was informative at all, it was informative. Yeah, I mean, I felt it was informative. I mean, some of it was stuff that I had heard through the grapevine here or there, but then, you know, I'm one of those guys who like reads and stuff. I don't know if I'm really his target audience.
Right.
Not to sound like a dick, I'm just saying like
you always
you know.
Sound like a dick.
Yeah. Well,
I do too. So we're perfect for the show. Maybe we should do the dicks here.
No, but seriously, I mean, it's like I don't know who his target audience. I mean, there's so many people who aren't going to see that movie just because it's Al Gore.
Right.
I mean. Everybody knows where I stand politically, and I'm not even a big fan of Al Gore. I find him kind of creepy and uncomfortable. So,
as a sex partner?
No, as a politician.
Those are winning points as a sex partner. Creepy
True.
And uncomfortable.
Well, perhaps.
Kind of
perhaps.
Just lies there kind of stuff?
I don't know. I think on one hand, it's good that you had this like famous politician giving you the information
mm-hmm.
because he's a name and a face that you recognize, so people will go see that. And on the other hand, it kind of worked against him because I'd rather hear it from a guy in a lab coat with
right.
ugly glasses. And,
right.
You know. So it's
hard
to say.
That's what's so crazy about the issue, too, though, is we've become so polarized. Excuse the, I guess, pun. But we've become so polarized with things like oh, he wasn't wearing a lab coat. And then we demonize, what has this administration done but demonize science left and right? You know what I mean? It's become such a topsy-turvy fucking world.
You know, and you could hear people muttering as they come out of the theater, and they're like, oh, well, you know, this may be true and that may be true, but, you know, there's other things, and there's, you know, we don't know what's true and what's not. The science is still being worked on and all that stuff. And it's like, that's you only ever hear that if it's stuff that people don't want to hear.
Right.
You don't want to hear that the world is ending. So you say, well, I mean, the same people who speak out against evolution, you know, because it's uncomfortable for them to entertain the thought.
Well, it's probably the same people that are discounting that this wouldn't happen. And yet they're the ones who believe in the second coming and the destruction of the world anyway. So...
yeah, the other problem is that, you know, sure, I can recycle and I can do my part, but I know I'm not really the problem. I may be a part of the problem, and collectively we're all the problem, but for every, you know, anti-environmental thing I do, there's a corporation right next door that's doing it 1,000 times a minute.
Right, right, know? Right.
And sure, you can have technology that's more environmentally efficient and still not cost prohibitive, but why? It's inconvenient. You know, like, you could, in the time that it takes to come up with that technology, you've already come up with 10 other technologies that aren't as good for the environment but are cheaper and get you more product. You know, so it's like we have huge forces of evil working against
us. Well, capitalism.
Well, I don't know if it's capitalism per se, but certainly the corporate structure, you know, like the fact that, you know, legally legality has to override ethics in corporations. So they have to do whatever it takes to increase the profit margin for their shareholders, even if that means doing the absolute wrong thing.
Right.
So the way it's set up, it lends itself to doing horrible things.
Right.
But so be it. This is a show about music. If you're just tuning in right now.
Maybe it's too late for it to be about music. Maybe
you know
we've ruined it.
Let's just throw it out. Yeah, just forget it.
You can talk about Inconvenient Truth, environmentalism, and I'll just talk about Lake Arrowhead.
I DJed on Friday at Kiss or Kill, which was the first time I had done that. Kiss or Kill Club is a weekly rock club. The first Friday of every month is at the Key Club, and then the following three Fridays are at Safari Sam's. So I did Safari Sam's this Friday. And it was funny because I'm not a rock DJ. So like I was able to pull it off, but at the end of the night, like if I had to play for 10 more minutes, I would have literally been out of music.
Because you played everything you owned.
Yeah. Everything I owned that was rock related.
So what did you play that was rock related? Because you're not a rock related. Totally
well, there's a lot of rock
not
music that I like. So,
no, of course.
You know, I could pull out some Jane's Addiction, some Smashing Pumpkins, and some T-Rex, and some Cheap Trick.
Sticks?
No. No Sticks. But, I had a good time, and the bands were great, and, you know, they're all, like, local bands, so.
Cool. Where's Safari Sam's again? I know where it is. It's, like,
that's
in Hollywood, right?
That's on Sunset and, like, near Normandy. Yeah, 5214 Sunset.
Sunset in Normandy?
I think it's a little west of Normandy.
Sunset.
On Sunset. And that's a great venue. It really, like, the beautiful stage, great sound system, and Kiss or Kill really packs the place, like, each night. It was full of...
Sunset and Normal, that's by Zanku Chicken.
Might be. I know it's... a friend of mine had a birthday party recently at Jumbo's Clown Room.
Oh, right. That's on Hollywood, though.
Right, but it's just a block away.
Yeah.
And which I didn't know was a strip club when
you
I
didn't?
Went there. No, I was like, my friend, who's a girl who just turned 21, she's like having my birthday party, you know, and so Shannon, you know, my fiance, and I show up there... Jumbo's Clown Room, I figured it was just a bar. There's a lot of bars I haven't been to.
Well, especially the area it's in. It's in Thai Town in a strip mall.
Yeah,
and
I mean...
it's not that big, and it's surely not glammy.
I figured it was like a lava lounge or something.
Right.
And I get in there, and there's this obvious clown theme, and I'm like, okay. And then I turn to the right, and there's a...
stripper.
You know, there's a stripper, and like suddenly I'm expected
to
pay for that.
The famous person who stripped there, right? I thought you would have been told. No, you don't?
Marcel Marceau? I have no
idea. Abraham Lincoln. No. No. Courtney Love.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know when. Probably recently, actually. Needs money, but...
I think it's just
no, but supposedly
up to
before
a circus-themed strip club. That's just...
it makes so much sense on so many levels.
Does it?
When you think about that kind of stuff...
You're so much more experienced than me.
Well, it appeals to me, it appeals to my inner 13-year-old that won't go away, and I think as men, we hold on to that 13-year-old, that kind of like flashing lights, big boobies... big chalk and hunks of meat, and
I guess strippers and clowns share a certain kind of they're entertaining and scary at the same time.
They're on the same continuum. They're just at different ends, maybe. Barely.
Wow, really, really?
Yeah, we got. How long are we into the show? We haven't played a single song yet.
Why don't you go first? Because
okay,
I
got some great stuff.
I'm playing mostly stuff that we've already played. I do have
you
one
know
new
what?
CD.
I'm not set up yet, though.
You're not set up at all? All right, well, then I'll play the CD. This is from Elisa Flynn. The name of the album is Dime Store Mary. And she sends us her music from Brooklyn, New York. She's a solo artist. Describes her music as a stew of 80s and 90s indie music sautéed up nicely with 1940s folk and 1960s punk and some kind of musical cast iron skillet. It's what,
it's what I like it says. The word skillet.
It's what happens when you take a girl whose teen idol was Joe Strummer and give her a guitar that she refuses to learn to play properly. She hears PJ Harvey and she gets energized, but since she has some attention deficit disorder issues, she gets distracted once she hears that Flaming Lips song about the frogs, and then a second later moves on to think about Robin Hitchcock and how much she likes his singing. She sits on the couch with her guitar and writes songs about animal kings, long-gone friends, people on fire, and dancing alone on street corners, but pretending that you're actually dancing with someone else, pretty much. That's what it says, pretty much, literally. So let's play a couple tracks from Elisa Flynn. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. We're your submission-only radio show. We enjoy it.
Fragile and whimpering.
Hear, hear.
And we're back. Thank you. Whoa.
I like to hear myself. Yeah, I did that.
Oh, you just brought up the monitors?
Yeah, because I like to hear myself, I think, a little bit more than you do.
I'm afraid of the sound of my own voice because I think I'm stalking me. That was Elisa Flynn.
You would, by the way.
Stalk myself?
Yes. Stupid. God. Now I'm embarrassed for both of us.
So am I, but mostly for me. This is her brand new, first ever solo EP on her very own Cat in a Dress Records label. It's called Dime Store Mary, and apparently it's available from her website, which is www.elisaflynn.com, and I'll spell that for you. ElisaFlynn.com. You can also email her, info@elisaflynn.com. Thank you, Elisa Flynn, for sending us
your
Dime Store Mary EP.
And if you need any... If you need any information like the website address or anything, you could always instant message us at Kill Radio Station. That's the handle, so to speak, that we use here at Kill Radio.
AOL Instant Messenger.
AOL Instant Messenger. Kill Radio Station, all one word. Excuse me. And then also, if you just want to say hello to John and not me, just if you want to shun me, the best way to do it is to instant message John at Kill Radio Station.
Now, we like to know that people are listening, so even if you want to just send us a message saying that you're listening, that's that's fun. And also, you know, if you're interested in submitting your music, the way you do this is you send us... You can either send us a CD or an MP3. If you want to send us a CD, which I prefer, you can do so right to the studio, 3806 Zero. Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California. Am I
fitting
in? Yeah,
do you
want to
switch mics?
No. No, I'm sticking with this mic.
Yeah,
I've been through a lot with this mic.
All right. The other one looks grosser.
3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. And just send it to Kill Radio Attention here, and we'll get it. And not only will we play it as soon as we get it, we will also keep it in our little here library. So
it's
on a day like today when we don't have a huge amount of new material, we'll dive into the library and pick out some old stuff and play it.
It's also that it's available for the other DJs who do shows here that are music shows.
Yes, of which there are something like 30 of them.
Yeah.
So.
And then the way, if you want to submit an MP3, which is the way I prefer, is I utilize a free website called YouSendIt.com. It's just YouSendIt.com. What you do is you use my email address as the recipient, if you will. And my email address is very easy. It's Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. And then you upload the song to their server. I get an email saying, hey, you got a track waiting for you. And then I go, hey, wow, great.
Does even your email sound gay?
Yes. uber gay.
You've got mail.
Hello. Oh, my God. Anyway. So then I will download it and I'll make the playlist that I do. So there's two different ways. And again, if you have any questions about either of those, you can instant message us during the show today at Kill Radio Station. So let's go to what I have. I have two great bands. I got a lot of great music today. I'm very happy about it. This is a band called Causeway. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Causeway. Causeway. Oops, let me rephrase that. It's Causeway Music. It's myspace.com/causewaymusic, Causeway Music. Way as in going which way, cause as in cause and effect, music as in tunes.
We have to move on. We're running out of time, Mark.
Are we?
No.
Thanks to you.
No, not really.
But this is a song that they sent me that I really like. It's called Endless Summer. You are listening to Hear Hear
on killradio.org.
Killradio.org.
It's all true.
Last night was a lot to remember, taking a turn in my world. Good morning, darling, I still smell you on my sweatshirt. Last night was hard and he didn't love me, yeah, spin me around. Well, I felt so deep. Was sipping something sweet. And now I am remembering you are more than you say. up a match, so you've got two in a row. I've got a mouthful of inside jokes, and you laugh like you know. Well, I felt so deep, was sipping something sweet, and now I am remembering you are more than you. Same, yeah. A bartender, can I get a whiskey? A bartender, can I get a gin? A bartender, can I get a sea breeze for the girl that just walked in? Please tell her it's from me. I felt so deep, was sipping something sweet, and now I am remembering you are more than you seem. Oh yeah, a bartender, can I get a whiskey? A bartender, can you are more than you.
Yeah.
Hear, hear.
And we're back.
That was the Rum Circus out of England. I don't know how they found me. I'm trying to figure that out. I always
I don't
try
know
to
how, but they found me.
How did they find me? I like that song a lot. The song's called Gabrielle. And then
it's very nice.
Their MySpace page is myspace.com/rumcircus. And I was just scrolling through it really quick. Number one, when I was trying to listen to it before, like, you know, there are all the tracks they have, and they have a song called America, which immediately I think, oh, I want to hear that. I want to hear that. Was like, fuck yeah! You make the Australians look like intellectuals! I don't know.
Is that what the song was?
No, I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, you're just
assuming
that
I just made that up
was
on top of my head.
America, fuck yeah.
Piece of shit. No, and then
just, but you're just saying that because they're British.
Right.
Right.
So maybe that's racism. And then I was scrolling
down. It's
the
most peculiar form of racism ever.
It's kind of a weird, autistic, Tourette's-esque form of racism. And then I learned a new word today. I was scrolling down their website, and like on their guest book, they have instead of just name, they have forename and then surname.
See, but that's probably a British thing. That's probably...
Well, obviously.
You know.
It ain't
not
American.
Like a made-up word.
It ain't American. Forename, what's that?
Nothing's
all right.
Quite
well,
I want to thank
them for finding us. I hope they're listening because I think I gave them when I tried to figure out the time difference. I think I was off by an hour.
Yeah, I'm sure they're staying up extra late just to hear it.
It would only be like 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, p.m. on a Monday night. Nothing else. They got nothing else going on. Come on, they're at the computer.
I bet they're doing a gig right now. Well, actually,
yeah,
it's a good band. I mean, they probably do play a lot.
Yeah,
they seem really well put together.
Yep, and they have some lineage. Like one of the guys I was reading and stuff, he was out here playing for Morrissey when Morrissey was touring.
I hate it when my friends become successful.
I hate it when my friends play for Morrissey. Not that Gavin's my friend now. I just made someone my friend.
I'm human, and I need to be loved. That's all I have to say.
This is the
just like anybody else does.
This has been the weirdest show, and I know it's because it's so fucking hot.
It's the heat.
It's so humid.
Who were we listening to before Rum Circus? Because they were cool, too.
The Causeway. That was a good song. More Than You Seem, Causeway. Yeah. Causeway Music is their myspace.com/causeway music. I think it's basic because it feels like we're working in a sauna at a spa. We're doing this show in a sauna at spa, but
without
fully clothed.
Naked ladies and
yeah.
All that. Yeah. Moving on. Next up, we have, if I may.
Please.
Shit Kickers. I love saying the name of that band. This band is was submitted to us a couple of weeks ago, and they're just absolutely charming. Shit Kickers, the name of the album is Noon's Moonlight, and they're from San Jose, California. And it's just it's serious, serious drinking bar music. This is a song called Just a Man. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
About together anymore.
San Jose, San Francisco, y el toro de los dos de California.
Uno, dos, tres.
Cuando terminado, when I'm done with all my pinche trabajo. Por supuesto, necesito cerveza Pacífico Clara. Por supuesto, necesito cerveza Pacífico Clara.
That's the Shit Kickers on Here Here on KillRadio.org. The
nice.
Coolest thing in the sleeve of this album, which is called Noon's Moonlight, is they have little instead of lyrics, they have explanations for all the songs. So the first song that we heard was called Just a Man. It just says, you know, Just a Man was a typical Josh riff, and Julie, these are the names of the band members. It had a sort of special drum beat. Brian wrote some really cool, funny words, and there was it. And then the last one was Pacifico Clara. It says, we're from California, and with constant exposure to Mexican music and food, it's only natural to be influenced by it. We love Mexican food. While most of our Mexican friends drink Bud or Modelo, we always find ourselves ordering Pacifico at our favorite taqueria. That's it. So cool, Shit Kickers.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for submitting.
You ready for me?
I'm ready.
All right. So this is an artist by the name of Rocky, and I'm just going to read his little message that he included with his submission. It says, Rocky will bring it back on a mission to revive this thing called music. Rocky has been on a long journey in his 12 years of emceeing, from blowing up the stages in his hometown of St. Louis to gracing the Jazz Fest and Essence Fest every year. Even in Atlanta, he is setting fire to every mic he touches with a mixture of fresh lyrics and a minimum sample policy that Rocky and his beatmakers uphold. It makes for a refreshing blast of real. Fire Season is the 2006 indie release by Rocky, and if you want him, you can definitely find him in what they call the A. Did you know that's the other way of saying Atlanta, the A?
No, that's news to me.
We've gone too far, Rocky says, and I'm the one to bring it back. I was going to say something
right
about
on.
The A, but I won't. I'll just be nice.
Don't be an A.
You said it for me. Thank you. This is a song called Are We Having Fun Yet? You're listening to Here Here on KillRadio.org.
On recline, giving you memories of me and stay on time. Never no day old lines. You can creme brulee my rhymes with lime and have a dessert for your mind. An appetite for the shine. Kinda like it when they like them as mine. I got them turning up their volume to 9. I am the greatest underrated MC. This jam is dedicated to me. The one that never hesitated to see. And if they hate it, I just did it greater than it could be. You can't mimic the heat. I'm just reciting what I seen on the street. With real cats ain't got the bling of the cheap. Might have to sing for they sleep. Knee deep in the beat, I find peace. Wherever there's a piece of the streets, you find me. See, we use fun as a way to get by. The music high, watching time fly. Ooh, she's still moving.
The beat bring me back again.
The bass keep pumping.
So the beat bring me back again.
They saying last call.
But the beat bring me back again.
Thinking that it's over.
And the beat bring me back again.
Ooh, she's still moving.
But the beat bring me back again.
The bass keep pumping.
So the beat bring me back again.
Saying last call.
But the beat bring me back again.
Thinking that it's over.
And the beat bring me back again.
Are we having fun? Yeah, yeah. Are we having fun? To be, 'cause I can see you.
host to host the ceremonial functions, giving these niggas aerial punctures and packing them lunches. I ain't acting for nothing, it's all real without the lace of the cutting. Third base and I'm gunning. Home, baby, I'm running this one and nothing. Appreciate your effort, thanks for coming. Stress free producing the tracks. Sit back and let the cheesecake stack. Meanwhile, I'm making release date stacks. They can't believe that it's crack. I get them sales and put the CD back. Get your fix and I collect these plaques and steady stack these stacks. Got them dancing like they're sitting in laps. I never knew that she can move like that. You got them niggas going ooh like that. I bet you didn't know I do like that. And still the beat keep pulling me back.
Ooh, she's still moving.
The beat bring me back again.
The bass keep pumping.
So the beat bring me back again.
They say it last call.
But the beat bring me back again.
That it's over.
And the beat bring me back again.
Ooh, she's still moving.
And the beat bring me back again.
The bass keep pumping.
So the beat bring me back again.
Say it last call.
The beat bring me back again.
Thinking that it's over.
And the beat bring me back again.
Are we having fun? Yeah, yeah. Are we having fun? I'm asking. Are we? Yeah. Are we having fun? Yeah.
See me.
Welcome back to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Are we streaming?
Yeah, let me just check the Hear.
Streaming. Streaming's okay, good.
We just lost some listeners, I think, because of maybe the stream's acting funky in another part of the world.
Maybe it was something you said.
Something I typed.
Uh-oh.
That's happened. Okay, so
who
that was...
we just listening to? That was not rock. That was... because you never warned me about these things. You don't... I play two songs in a row from the same band, but you, because you have a lot more music usually from the MP3s, you play different bands in a row.
Right.
So who did we just hear?
This was Underboss out of Houston, Texas. And actually, I guess, features someone by the name of G13 on the beats, if you will. I feel so beyond white when I say things like that.
Like G13?
G13 on the beats. I feel so like, yeah. I teach drafting in high school.
I think about how badly G's 1 through 12 must have sucked until they came. they got the right guy.
Maybe this is 13th incarnation.
Yeah.
He's kind of like the Buddha.
Could be.
Of beats, if you will. Now they're going to use that.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm so brilliant.
Before that, we heard Rocky, right?
Yes.
R-O-C-K-E-Y.
Yes. Yeah, so Houston, Texas, and Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you very much.
Some Southern rap.
Yes.
On Here, Hip-hop, Here.
Hip-hop, yeah.
Cool.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
All right, so digging through the library here and just pulling out some stuff I've played over the past couple of weeks that I remembered enjoying in one respect or another. And picked up this one called Basket Tree. I haven't listened to the whole album. I'm going to try to play tracks that I haven't played, so I can't really vouch for them. But remember the tracks I did play, I rather enjoyed. This one is called We Write Sweet Ass Songs, so it better be good. This is Basket Tree. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
We write sweet ass songs on the bridge to Richmond while driving 500 miles. And maybe the sun will rise. And we'll see it. While we drive 500 more miles without dying on 95.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
And that was Basket Tree. And for more information on them, you can go to myspace.com/baskettree. And that's that. So thank you, Basket Tree, for sending your stuff. They're from Baltimore, I think. And that comes to us from MT6 Records. Yes, from Baltimore. Get a strange amount of music from Baltimore.
Really?
Yeah. We've gotten several CDs from Baltimore, which is pretty cool. In fact, I think the next thing I'm going to play is also from Baltimore. Yeah, why the hell not? But you're up next.
Yes, I
what
am.
What do we have? Ian of Fire. Am I reading that right?
Can I read it? Can I do my job? Thanks, John. So you just want to write it down.
Exactly.
Yeah, this artist by the name of Ian of Fire, out of Cape May, New Jersey.
Do I have to capitalize the word fire? Like he does?
Yes.
Fire.
Thank you. This is a song called Disposable. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Org.
Get in your skin. of you in my sleep. Skin. I wanna feel your flesh. Let's go up to your room. I'll show you real love. Long legs, hot moves. You put me in a trance and it did that time.
What did you just say, John?
I said I'm not the running around in public with my shirt off kind of guy.
I just want to make
this
sure.
This is what happens when you have conversations while music is playing. No, no offense to Flesh Gordon.
I wouldn't lie on the air.
You wouldn't lie on the air?
Mm-mm.
If only I had a question
I know,
for
I
you.
Saw
that
your,
I really
saw your brain click over.
I know.
Ask me something really
if
evil.
If only there was something about you that I wanted to know.
Oh, by the way, you know what you should do right now? You should totally fuck off. Thanks. That was Flesh Gordon. That was a song called... God, I'm spacing. Hello. Sandy, yeah. That was a song called Sandy. He has a MySpace page, myspace.com. Flesh Gordon Music.
Wow, that's some picture.
Yeah.
Gothic glam rock.
I haven't seen hair like that in a long time. I actually like
that old school
haircut, yeah.
From New Jersey.
That's old world. No, it's good. Thank you very much. That was great. I like that song. That's
before
a song
that,
you want to screw and drink beer to at the same time. And then again, it was before that was out of New Jersey, Disposable by Ian of Fire.
Of Fire.
Fire. So that was
I thought
was our New Jersey set.
I thought Ian of Fire had some interesting potential. It kind of reminded me a little bit of God Lives Underwater. So maybe if they listened to some God Lives Underwater, they would... Push maybe them in the direction.
Him.
It's one guy?
Yeah.
Sounded like there's more than one voice. I guess that's a multi-tracking thing.
Yep. That's technology, John. Welcome to
way
the 21st
to go,
century.
Ian of Fire. So what's next?
Yeah, what's next?
What's next? Oh, yes.
Oh, wait. Do you want to fix the...
Oh, yes. Pause for station identification, switching the archiver